I'm going to read from Bartholomew and the Oobleck by Dr. Seuss. I'm going to read it in installments. This part one will go for some pages. We'll see how it goes. But get ready. First page. They still talk about it in the kingdom of Did as the year the king got angry with the sky. And they still talk about the page boy, Bartholomew Cubbins. If it hadn't been for Bartholomew Cubbins, that king and that sky would have wrecked that little kingdom. Bartholomew had seen the king get angry many, many times before. But that year, when his majesty started growling at the sky, Bartholomew Cubbins just didn't know what to make of it. Yet, all that year, the old king did it. All year long, he stared up into the air above his kingdom, muttering and sputtering through his royal whiskers, "Huh! The things that come down from my sky!" All spring, when the rain came down, he growled at that. All summer, when the sunshine came down, he growled at that. All autumn, when the fog came down, he growled at that. And that winter, when the snow came down, he started shouting, "This snow, this fog, this sunshine, this rain, bah! These four things that come down from my sky." "But, King Durwin," Bartholomew tried to calm him, "you've always had these same four things come down."
"That's just the trouble," bellowed the king. "Every year the same four things. I'm mighty tired of those old things. I want something new to come down."
"Something new come down?" Bartholomew gasped. That's impossible, your majesty. You just can't have it."
"Boy, don't you dare tell me what I can or cannot have. Remember, Bartholomew, I am king."
I know, sire," said Bartholomew. "You rule all the land, and you rule all the people. But even kings can't rule the sky."
"Can't, eh?"
His majesty flew into a terrible rage.
"Well, maybe other kings can't do it, but maybe I'm one king who can. You mark my words, Bartholomew Cubbins, I will have something new come down."
"But how to get something new to come down?" Well, that was rather hard to think up, and for many days, the old king stomped around, trying to figure out some way to do it. Then, finally, late one night, when all the lords and ladies of the palace were fast asleep, just as the king was buttoning his royal nightshirt, he suddenly stopped still. A strange, wild light began to shine in his gray-green eyes. "Why, of course," he began laughing. "They can do it for me. Bartholomew Cubbins, blow my secret whistle. Quick, call my royal magicians." "Your magicians, your majesty?" Bartholomew shivered. Oh, no, your majesty. Don't call them."
"You hold your tongue, Bartholomew Cubbins. You do as I command you. Blow my secret whistle."
"Yes, sire," Bartholomew bowed. "But, your majesty, I still think you may be very sorry." He took the king's secret whistle from its secret hook. He blew a long, low blast down the king's back secret stairway. And a moment later, he heard them coming. Up from their musty hole beneath the dungeon, up the empty midnight tunnel to the royal bedchamber tower came the magicians on their padded, shuffling feet. Up and right into the room they came chanting, "Shuffle, duffle, muzzle, muff, fista, wista, mister, cuff. We are men of groans and howls, mystic men who eat boiled owls. Tell us what you wish, O king. Our magic can do anything."
"I wish," spoke the king, "to have you make something fall from my skies that no other kingdom has ever had before. What can you do? What will you make?"
For a moment, they stood thinking, blinking their creaky eyes. Then they spoke a word, one word. "Oobleck."
"Oobleck," asked the king, "what will it look like?"
"Won't look like rain, won't look like snow, won't look like fog, that's all we know. We just can't tell you any more. We've never made oobleck before."
They bowed, they started toward the door.
"We go now to our secret cave on Mystic Mountain Niketave. There, all night long, we'll work for you, and you'll have oobleck when we're through."
"They'll do something crazy," whispered Bartholomew. "Call them back, Your Majesty. Stop them."
"Stop them? Not for a ton of diamonds," chuckled the king. "Why, I'll be the mightiest man that ever lived. Just think of it. Tomorrow, I'm going to have oobleck."
It took Bartholomew a long time to get the excited king to sleep that night. But there was no sleep for Bartholomew, the page boy. All night long, he stood in the king's window, staring out at the mystic mountain Niketave. Somewhere up there, Bartholomew knew, the magicians were working their terrible magic. And that's the end of part one.